everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. Oh, man, I've got a whole bunch of stuff to do here. Back here with Erica Flint. And let me tell you about Erica Flint. No, wait. Let me tell you first, give you an inside peek of what we're going to get into. We're going to talk about the importance of consistency of presentation. How, you know, you build the client's expectation of hypnosis and success. So we're going to talk about that. Now let me get back to Erica. Erica is a practicing full-time hypnosis professional in Bellingham, Washington, where she was originally trained. Then she said, you know what, this is what I really want. She was a full-time professional in software engineering. She was a professional problem solver. And she said, you know what? I dig this hypnosis stuff. I'd like to switch over to working with the most important computer in our knowledge, and that is the computer of the human mind. So she did a little bit of research, got my 5-Path 2.0 DVD set, learned 5-Path, and she goes, ah, that's the missing link. I have a system now. And then she went full speed ahead, becoming full-time in less than, about a year. And then you know what? Now she's a rising star in the profession. She's a trainer. She's a speaker. And I'm proud to call her co-host, graduate, and friend. How you doing, Erica?
I'm doing great, Cal. Thank you for having me here today. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. Now let me tell everybody about you. Cal Banyan is a highly intelligent and thoughtful hypnotist, author, trainer, speaker, and he has been lifting the profession of hypnosis for over 19 years. I am really proud and happy to be working alongside him, working with him on this podcast here. And he is a hypnosis celebrity and authority because he's received almost every award in the profession, which is really remarkable. His books have made him the authority on the subject of hypnosis and hypnotherapy. One of my favorite books, The Secret Language of Feelings, he's appeared on television and radio speaking about. He's also spoke on television and radio about hypnosis. He is the trainer of some of the very best in the profession, and he is still teaching, he's still speaking, writing, seeing clients. As a matter of fact, he just finished up a class last week, and he's still making public appearances. If you want to see him live, you can see him at the NGH convention this year in August, which is going to be amazing. I hope you all can make it. And he has had a profound effect on me and my business because once I learned 5-Path, then I was able, willing, confident, and to see any client basically that walked in my door. And ever since then, I've just been off and running and having the most amazing time here in my new profession of hypnosis. So thanks for having me here today, Cal. So I'm excited about this, this topic, consistency of presentation, setting up proper expectations with our clients is something that's very important.
You know, I feel like I harp on this all the time, and because it's like one of my things, and that is that hypnotists, sometimes they get the wrong training, or they read the wrong book, or whatever it is, and they don't understand that our clients are people, and that you need to treat your clients the way you would like to be treated. And that means truthfully and respectfully and eventually confidentiality, you know, confidentially when you get into the sessions. But this thing that goes on in our profession, I used to have this trainer in my area that would teach his students to name themselves something just humongous. So his students would graduate his program, and then they would go off and model him. And he had a practice out of his home. Nothing wrong with that. I know very, very qualified, very, very excellent hypnotists have very successful practices out of their home. But he would encourage them to name themselves something like the International Association for Hypnosis Research, or the California Institute of Suggestive Arts and Humanities, or something like this. And then on the website, they would do something like put a big, you know, looks like a university building or something up there. And so the person, you know, the purpose of your website is to make your phone ring. But the website should also filter some people out. And for example, you want to filter out the people that no way would they want to come to your house. So, you know, on somewhere on your website and in your promotional materials, you need to say, you know, something like professional, confidential services out of the home. You know, home office, something like that. You know, ideal for people who would prefer not to get into a medical or clinical environment. You know, that something like that. So this, the whole idea of this video is to get you in the mindset of what kind of expectations are you building for your client, so that when you create a mental expectation, you fulfill it. So you, in your promotional materials, you can have your certifications, awards, you know, testimonials from clients. You could have articles that you've written, frequently asked questions, you know, have answers to those, and this builds your credibility. You don't have to do things like, you know, make up names or use pictures that are from other sources. Is that where you wanted me to get at on this?
Yes, absolutely, Cal. I love that angle of it too, because what I was thinking was you want your clients to feel safe and comfortable coming to see you. Some of them aren't going to be, they're going to be questioning like hypnosis to begin with, right? So when they come to your website, you want to help them feel like you have a the type of business that helps them feel comfortable. And so that's where I was going. Your angle combines with that perfectly, because you're right. You don't want to give them an expectation that you're in this institution and then they show up in a residential address, and what's the first thing they're going to be thinking? I don't know if I want to do this anymore. And they might even feel cheated or lied to, that you weren't being honest with them on the website, right?
Right. And so as you're saying that, I'm writing down some things. You see, on the first day of class, one of the things I do is I take people on a tour of the facility, not to impress them, but to impress upon them how you can use your office, be it a one-room office or a 4,000-square-foot facility or a 20,000-square-foot facility, as a way of helping your clients before you even open your mouth. That they see, I say it on the first day. This is one of my Banyanisms. Hypnosis is a confidence game. If you don't get their confidence, there's no game. So if you have misled your client or created false expectations, and they get to your office and they feel like a bait switch scheme has just occurred, where's their confidence? It's about as low as it can go. Your job is to help them to feel confident. Confident in hypnosis, confident in you, and then eventually through some things, some techniques we do in hypnosis called convincers, confident in themselves to be able to use hypnosis in a productive, useful way. How's that?
Yep, absolutely right. And I was trying to toy with it, which word I was liking in my mind. Is it, we want them to believe the practice is legitimate, right? Or is professional? You know, because professional, you might be thinking more clinical. And I don't know that, you know, you want your clients to think that your practice is, I think, legitimate. It's a real thing. You really know what you're talking about. And you're setting those proper expectations. It doesn't matter if your practice is more clinical or more spiritual or however else you would like to categorize your practice, right? I think legitimacy is an important word there. What do you think about that, Cal?
You know, as you're talking about that, I completely agree with you, and I'm constantly writing down ideas here. You know, as we're talking about it, so people, we talked about this, was it last episode, about how important the website is, and, you know, we've certainly talked about it in this episode, and so one of the job of your website is to get your phone to ring, and to bring you qualified leads that you can book for appointments. And, you know, it needs to disqualify some people too, you know, that it's just not right for them. If they have to be in an institution with ivy covered walls or whatever, then, you know, maybe your practice isn't the right place. So you really want to put the character of your hypnosis practice forward in a way that is, what was your word?
I said legitimate.
Yeah, I think that's really great. And so, you know, and you do that by putting your credentials on your website. And then I was thinking, you know, I like this word legitimate. And I wrote down the word business license. I wonder if it would be, if you're in a community in which you can get or need to get a business license to operate, then maybe that's something that would be a good credential to put on your website to show that you are legit. How's that sound?
I like that idea. And for me, my business, I thought it was important to have a local feel for it because that's just how I wanted my business to be initially. I'm a local person. I'm from the area. And so that's how I kind of thought about the values and for my own business. And so I talk about that on my website. I'm from this area. I have pictures of my office, how you can see Mount Baker, how you can see Bellingham Bay. And so those are some of the aspects that I put on there. And having a business license up there from the city of Bellingham and the state of Washington, I think would be a great addition there. I'll probably do that.
Perfect, because people want to buy things and services from people they feel like they know, like, and trust. And so that's really what you want to convey. And I think, Erica, on your website, you do it very well. You want to give everybody your website one more time so that they can go check it out?
Yeah, my website is CascadeHypnosisCenter.com. And they're on the top, I guess you call it the hero banner, is kind of a technical term for that picture across the top there. It says Compassionate Hypnosis. That's a picture of Mount Baker with Bellingham Bay. So it's local people. I got a new headshot, but my previous headshot was me here in a local place, Zuanic Park. So yeah, I am a local person and I participate in local events. I give community talks, you know, on hypnosis. So I am local. I like to be out there. I want to be part of the community. It's important to me. And I participate in community events and neighborhood events as well.
Awesome. Looking at your website right now. And I really like the feel. One thing I like about it also that you might not be thinking about, and I'm a little bit colorblind, but I can see it's predominantly blue. And psychologically, there's this idea of true blue. Blue is the most trusted color. And so I like that, the blue and blue grayish. You got kind of a greenish blue going on too. Nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's Washington and, you know, it's probably Washington, Oregon, and the two greenest states there is, at least on one side of the mountains. Cool. What else you want to talk about?
Good. Well, okay, so they find you online or you have some advertising. One of the things they're going to do is they're going to check out your website and, you know, see how you look and see if it's in line with what they want. The next thing they're going to do is they're probably going to call you on the phone, and that's exactly what you want to do. So how you answer the phone is very important. And even if you're unable to answer the phone, so for me, I don't have a staff. I don't have somebody like an administrative assistant or somebody who, like an office manager or somebody who's answering the phone. I'm answering the phone. And so, you know, if I'm in with a client, I can't be answering the phone. So there's a little kind of, you know, there's a part there that I have to manage very carefully, right? And so on my message, I will say, if I'm not in with a client, you know, or I am in with a client, excuse me, I'm in with a client and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. And for me, part of my business practice, I answer that, I return those phone calls as soon as I possibly can. I think of that as a critical line of business for me, kind of a, like if somebody calls and leaves me a message, I want to call them back that day, if possible, and sooner, actually, really. But it's just not possible all the time. So I think, you know, there are some aspects of this that you just have to work with depending on how large or small your business is. What do you think about that, Cal?
Yeah, I never, ever, ever, ever answer the phone. I got people that will do that for me. But I did train them that we answer the phone like this. Good morning. This is the Banyan Hypnosis Center. My name is Cal Banyan. How can I help you succeed today? And so, they, of course, they'd fill in their name, not my name. And I think it just sets the tone of, oh, they're in the business of helping people. I've never had anyone say anything except, wow, that's really cool the way you answer the phone. So, I mean, just gets them started. It gets them also a little bit off track from this. When people are calling around, they want to find out how much and how many sessions. And what we will do is we want to get them talking about why they want to come in. And so then we can start making that connection with them and really finding out if we can serve them. And so it's how how can we help you succeed today? So we get right into that issue immediately. How's that, Erica?
I think that's wonderful. And I love how you guys answer the phone, because I immediately feel like you guys care about me when I call. And I bet you make all of your clients feel the same way. One thing to keep in mind is that hypnosis is not a commodity, right? And so a lot of people will just kind of shop around and they're thinking, oh, I'm just going to find the cheapest. Well, the cheapest, you know, you might get the results from the cheapest, right? So I think it's important when you ask, when you lead with that question with your clients, is going to help them understand that hypnosis isn't a commodity. Hypnosis is, depending on where you go, you're going to get, you know, a different level of hypnosis service. And that opening allows you to have that conversation with your clients rather than focusing exclusively on price or how many sessions or something like that. It's like, let me know how I can help you, and then I will share with you my experience and how I think this can work for us, right?
Perfect. Good. So the main thing is you want to have this consistency of presentation so that you're building this confidence with your clients right from the start. We talked a little bit about last episode about, you know, what does your social network say about you? You know, do you look like someone who's, you know, you want to come across as having character, not being a character. And sometimes that's a fine line, right? And so, you know, if you're out fishing or golfing or playing tennis or, you know, good, wholesome, healthy things, you want to put those pictures on the internet. You don't want to get, you know, too crazy, because people will also look you up on social networks. Okay, good. Is that it?
No, I have more. I have a question for you, Cal. What do you think about people using a Gmail account instead of a domain name specific account? Like, for, I'll give you an example. ErikaFlint@gmail.com as opposed to Erica@CascadeHypnosisCenter.com. Does that matter in your mind?
In my mind, it's a world of difference.
Okay. I agree. I just didn't want to, I know for some people it's not as easy. It's a little technical, can be a little technical at times to set up an email account with your domain name. But I still think it's really important.
I do too. I mean, again, it's credibility. It says, I'm serious about this. This is a business. It's not a hobby. Whoever sets your website up can probably set you up with an email account. And most hosting businesses that host websites, those are the people you go to, like GoDaddy.com, they will include a certain number of email accounts in the package anyway. So it should just be like your full name at whatever your domain name is, or like I used to run C Banyan, C for Cal, but then I just switched over to Cal Banyan, you know, two more characters to type is not a big deal. So CalBanyan@HypnosisCenter.com. I'm also CalBanyan@Hypnosis.org.com. I'm also CalBanyan@Gmail.com, and so on. I have my Gmail forward to my regular email account, CalBanyan@HypnosisCenter.com, and I do all my email on Outlook. So there. Get a domain name, get a website, and have a business email. Bam, that's separate. Keep your business life and your personal life separate. You need to have that place where you can go and check email without seeing business stuff. And then you go brush your teeth, comb your hair, get your work face on, then go open that business account. How's that?
Yeah, that's true, because you don't want to be sitting there on the weekends trying to communicate with family, and then there's all your work email coming in, and you're like, oh my gosh, got to take care of this stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's good for some people, but, you know, you want to have the option to split it up if you want to.
Right, absolutely. Well, you know, the next thing that I had, Cal, was just, you know, what do the clients see when they come into your office? So, I mean, this should go without being said, but you want to make sure that your office looks nice, it's clean, it's dusted. If you don't have somebody coming in and clean your office, just do it yourself. Take out your garbage, pick up little pieces of paper on the floor, you know, all of that type of stuff. And, you know, be consistent. Like, don't, if you are having more of a professional style kind of office, maybe clinical or professional, like a attorney's office or something like that, which is kind of like how mine is. It's in a building with a lot of attorneys, actually. Then I'm not going to put a crystal ball and some incense in there, right? I'm going to have, it's going to be consistent with what I want to portray to my clients. So a professional, clean office. When they walk in the door, they want to see the office is professional and clean, and you, the hypnotist, should look well put together, right?
You know, this is just like what I teach you to do the tour. You don't want to have the crystal ball and the beaded curtains and the incense because, you know, that's going to appeal to a certain segment of your clientele. But you want to be the person that, you know, this metaphysical, spiritual person that's just so happy with the services they got would feel comfortable sending you their mother, father, sister, brother, cousin, these other people who are not so, you know, touchy-feely, metaphysical, incense and crystal ball kind of person. So, you know, I have nothing against beaded curtains, incense and crystal balls, but they will act as a filter, filtering out all of your squarish kind of clients. And so something else I want to talk about. Oh, you guys, talking to the men out there now. Men, if you're in this profession, and you've been in this profession very long, you have come to understand that the majority of our clients are going to be women. Now, let me tell you, some people want to argue with me about this, but I think I'm generalizing here. Women have less tolerance for dirt and dust and grime than men do. And, you know, I think that's a biologically sound thing to do because in the early days of, you know, having the baby, having a clean environment is super. Okay. Then later on, they need the dirt and dust and stuff like that. But so what's going to happen if your place is dusty, dirty? You're going to have women that just will not feel comfortable there. And if they're not comfortable, they may not go into hypnosis. I mean, dirt and dust and smelly stuff can inhibit hypnosis because they're not going to feel safe and comfortable. And here's another thing. If you have a restroom as part of your office, it must be clean. And, you know, guys, women have a different idea, you know, than a lot of guys about clean. I mean, it needs to smell clean, look clean. Because if you got a dirty bathroom, some of your female clients will just not come back for a second session. In fact, if you haven't used the restroom before, they might look at your restroom and say, heck with it, and just walk out. And I'm going to get some probably guff about this, but I just tell you, man, you've got to have a spick and span office and a spick and span bathroom. Is that okay to say, Erica?
I think it's great because you know what? You just don't want to give your client any reason at all, like anything out of place. You don't want to give them any reason at all to wonder if they're in the right place, right?
Exactly. All right, say what you got to say. We're like over time.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me today. And my name is Erica Flint. You can find me at CascadeHypnosisCenter.com. You can also find me on Our Hypnospace, where I run the marketing group. And I invite you to join the marketing group, where we talk about marketing your hypnosis to bring in new clients, new students, and sell your products. So I hope to see you there. And thank you for joining today.
Super. Thank you very much, Erica. All right, Cal Banyan here. I want to say one thing before I sign off, as I always do. We got a class coming up. We got two classes coming up, July 6th through the 17th, weekend off in the middle, and that is our National Guild of Hypnotists approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course. It's a super course because we go way beyond the basics. We go way beyond even intermediate. You're going to be graduating knowing how to do age regression. You'll be taught, you're going to be hypnotizing people like almost every day in class. It's just far beyond, I think, anything else out there. We also have the Week of Power, which is the same class, except it's for people who are already certified. We spend a lot less time on the basics, get right into the advanced stuff. So that is in May. If you're watching this video sometime after those classes are over with, just check out our class schedule here on CalBanyan.com. All right, that's it. I'm looking forward to two more episodes with Erica. And man, send them out there into the webosphere. All right, Cal Banyan, signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.